Highbridge Audio presents Headstone by Ken Bruin, read by John Lee. He drained the last of the pint, thought, Christ, that was good. Another J. Tempting. Phew. But he'd had two alongside the battle of pints already. Primarily, he needed a cig. That tipped the balance. He could already feel the first hit of ferocious nicotine. He moved from his stool, brushed the dandruff from his jacket. Normally he didn't notice it, but he'd caught sight of himself in the old mirror with the slogan, My goodness, my Guinness, and a frazzled comic zookeeper chasing a pelican with points of the black in his beak. Nearly made him smile. You just didn't see those ancient slogans anymore. More's the Irish pity. He cursed anew those damn black jackets that showed up every fleck of white, like stranded drops of snow. He said, Night all. Got a few muttered, God bless. No warmth, though. Feckin' media have given his profession the taint of leprosy. Grudgingly, he conceded the fact he hadn't paid for any of his drinks the whole evening might be a factor. He thought, Bad cess to ye. Outside, he stared at the church, St. Nicholas's, one of the two Protestant outfits in the city, and, they claimed, some hoof marks inside the door were made by Christopher Columbus before he set sail to find the New World. He figured they needed all the lures they could conjure. He got out his pack of Major, the strongest Irish cigarette. None of the Marlborough light shite for him. Smoke or fuck off. He wouldn't be surprised if the decaffeinated tea rumour was true. Flicked his bick. Got the first lethal drags of smoke into his starved lungs. When the blow came to the back of his skull. Hard. He dropped the cig, nearly fell. Then a massive kick to his stomach did drop him to his knees. The mix of Jameson and Guinness spewed forth like a nervous confession. He heard, Fucking bastard spewing! Another forceful kick laid him flat on his back. He could barely see. Had the mad thought, Nothing good happens outside a prod church. He could barely see from pain, but he registered three figures. Was one a girl? He heard, He's wearing his dog collar. And it was ripped from his neck with the chant of, Woof, woof. A hand in his jacket, ripping out his wallet, holding it up for the others to see. A male voice going, He's got a photo in here. The chorus, Who is it then? Brittany? Lindsay Lohan? An answer, Some old cunt. His mother. He made the drastic mistake of trying to get up. Surely the young people still had respect. Right. The next kick broke his nose. He fell back. The girl stood over him, sneered. Trying to see up my skirt, you pervert, and shredded the photo into his face, paused, added, Nearly forgot this, spat in his face. He heard, How's for a pint then? As they moved away, he allowed himself a tiny amount of hope, till one hesitated, came back, and with slow and deadly aim, kicked him in the side of his head, laughed, Forgive me, father, for you have sinned. A light rain began to fall, drenching what remained of his mother's torn photo. She'd always wanted him to be a priest. As his eyes rolled back into his head, he muttered, Top of the world, ma.